hostile. That's according to a new study by the RAND Corporation, Harvard Medical School, and the University of California at Los Angeles. A study of more than 3,000 workers found nearly one in five say they face a hostile or threatening environment at work. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to Monday's version of Free Fire Radio right here in the studios of KCNR 1460 in downtown Reading. Good morning, everybody. It's 5.5 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, 530-605-4567 is our phone number, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. I'm here with Bad Bob. Good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning, sir.
And, of course, Linda.
Good morning, everybody.
The beautiful Linda.
Welcome to the show. Can you turn me up a little bit there?
I can.
Got a little, of course, it's a Monday morning. Yeah, there we go. We're much better. 72 degrees in the downtown studios. Our highs today will be 94. Partly cloudy tonight with our lows of 66. Tomorrow calls for a high of 97. Which, gosh, you know, we're still into the triple digits. Isn't that just yummy? Tuesday night is 67. Wednesday, we're up to over triple digits, 102. As far as the forecast is concerned, Wednesday night went around 69. Thursday, 104. Friday, 104. Saturday, 102. Sunday, 100. The weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas, propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. Give them a call today, 365-3793.
Hey, you know, before we get started here, and we have a very special guest, Tommy Key.
Right Shasta at the top County. Of the top of the
right,
top of the morning.
Top of the morning. I didn't even know you got up this early.
I've been up a long time.
Yeah, that's right. Okay. Well,
you've
been
up your whole life.
That's right. Hey, I want to talk about what happened in Charlottesville, Virginia. Mm-hmm. I think it's important that we as a nation think about this and talk about this. The fact is there was a rally by white supremacist groups. I guess that's the best way of saying it. Mm-hmm. And when I say white supremacist groups, I say racist groups. And I'm not that other – and we're going to talk about everything in a second here. They went up there because removing the statues of Confederate generals and politicians – and, you know, from various state areas. And this one was removal of a statue of General Robert E. Lee. Now, frankly, I think that's recidivism in our history. And when you try to, you know, pull that out and you take out the statues of Lee or Jackson or whoever it is, what happens 50 years from now when they want to take out the statues of Martin Luther King or, you know, or great statesmen or people that have done, because that's the way the wind's blowing. Now, you know, the fact is I understand if there's a problem with people, I think it's more of a vocal group that wants to do away with these statues because they say it supported slavery. And The South did fight for that. It fought for slavery. It fought for states' rights. It probably fought for a lot of different reasons, but slavery was probably one of the major reasons. If that in mind, when you think about that, I can understand where some people are upset. But when you start doing away with history, you're taking a big step. Now, that has nothing to do – that's the esoteric side of it. But when you get into what happened in Charlottesville, when you had hundreds and hundreds of Ku Klux Klan, neo-Nazi groups, white supremacist groups coming there, surrounding the park. And then, of course, it was met with the Antifa there with their hundreds of people. And the fights were on, and the cops are trying to put it down. They stopped the rally. And it would have been over at that point, except when people were going out, a 20-year-old guy by the name of James Fields takes his Challenger – and he races down the street filled with people. And I don't know if you've seen it. Linda and I were look at that photo yesterday of that Challenger hitting people. People up in the air. People had just been hit and rolled over. This guy takes it down. He injures 19. He kills a 32-year-old woman. Runs in another car. Backs up through the crowd again. And then takes off the cops after him. The cops have caught him. The Attorney General Sessions says this is a terrorist act. This is not just an act of murder, which is what he's been charged with, but also a terrorist act. There's no place for hate in our country. There's no place for this from any race directed at another race. There's no place for this. There's no place for to kill people, to hate people just because of their color. Tommy, you were raised in the South, just like you know, and I spent a lot of my time down in the South. And things were when I was a young man, it was a little bit different when you're a young man. There was segregation, there was Jim Crow, there was all of these things. And it was considered natural, but it changed, and it changed in many of the areas. Now, if you look at where these, you know, where all these protesters are coming from, I bet you will find that a lot of the protesters are coming from northern or midwestern states as opposed to southern states.
I agree.
Because racism is there is no locale for it. Uh-huh. And Tommy, I mean, you've seen things. You went to integrated schools when you grew up. I went to a segregated school. Uh-huh. Didn't even realize it because I was, you know, you just didn't realize because that's just the way it was. And then we moved, of course, up to Missouri where schools were integrated. But that wasn't a big thing either because that's the way things were.
Right.
But just the, I don't know, what do you tell me here, of course, as a Shasta County Veterans Service Office. When you're in the military, I mean, for some reason, a lot of that melts away.
It does. I mean, you know, you're right. I did grow up down there in North Carolina and Virginia, which, like I say, I'm heading back to in that area a little bit. It was changing in the early 70s and 80s when I was in school. I mean, we were 50-50 down the thing. I mean, I had to join the military to meet Hispanic people. I'd never met anybody Hispanic. It was always black and white. And it was definitely started to change where people were becoming people. The name callings slightly were going away. They were definitely a lot of people that were putting down the blacks, a lot of blacks putting down the whites, you know. And again, when you're going through school, it's there. But when it came to sports and the military, those two right there, you became brothers.
And it is funny, you know, the on the sports teams.
Uh-huh.
You know, I guess probably one of the best movies that you see about that was the one with the Remember the Titans.
Yep.
Or something like that, because that happened
in
Northern Virginia up there. But I guess what I'm saying is this: it's we as a nation need to turn and reach out to each other. Right, you know, now we should always do it, but now, and you know, there is no race, and I've been all over the world looking at, been in these places. There's no race or even a religion that has the market's corner of the market on hate and bigotry. No, it's all over.
That's right,
and we again need to reach out to each other. And at this time, and at all times, and get over this thing about black, brown, Asian, white, and kind of, you know, we're Americans. We ought to maybe treat each other as Americans, as our partners.
I agree.
I know you're upset about that.
Well, I'm sure everybody in the world is upset about that. I mean, recently I was just reading something as you were talking about it, about somebody saw these protests and thought that it was a Trump against Trump rally. That's just what they assumed. They didn't think it was racist.
Right.
Or they didn't think that's what these neo-Nazis were protesting, and then the other side as well. But when you think that somebody literally, now the guy is going to be arraigned today and it's a private, and they were saying he was on psychotic drugs, you know, all this stuff.
Oh, they're going to
come out. Think about somebody plowing into a bunch of people, and whoever caught the video and the photography was right there, instantaneously caught it.
They just barely got missed by the guy going by. So, Bob?
It was just interesting on NPR because the pile-on was instantaneous. Oh, yeah. He didn't say enough. Well,
Well, if you, you know
what is he supposed to say?
Well, he did, and he is, he's condemned it. Remember, talking about he being Trump. But okay, let's in all fairness, just remember about what happened to Obama when something happened when a cop was killed. Uh-huh. Oh, Obama didn't say anything. He didn't say anything, and they just went after him too. He didn't say it enough. He didn't say it fast enough. I remember that. Uh-huh. So
it's
I mean,
a no win.
You know, and so the thing is that you know the media is one of the worst instigators of this whole thing.
Right,
in my opinion.
Right.
You know, the, you know, I was watching MSNBC this morning, which I do, Morning Joe. I watch that sometimes.
You flip around.
I flip around. I flip around. But they had that, what's the guy's name? The,
keeping a bag handy.
What's the guy's name? The Reverend Al Sharpton was on, okay, talking about how Trump was a racist. Now, this is the guy that 20 years ago sued the, you know, accused five police in the Tawana Bradley case of raping this girl and putting feces all over her and all that, only to find out that the whole thing was made up. Uh-huh. And, you know, and they countersued him and won money, and he's never paid it, and he's never apologized, even though he was lying, and it was this race thing that he was doing. So when you come and bring Al Sharpton on to talk about racist, is Trump racist, and use Al Sharpton as the other side, MSNBC. I mean, you know, when you do that, it's just like, oh, yeah, that's a good guy to have on there. Anyway, hey, look, we're going to take a break here, and we're going to come right back with Tommy Key, our Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and he's here for a reason, and a lot of people know it, but more don't. So we're going to come back.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. This is America, a country where at least half of the population still believe in godly moral values. They still believe this country was created for a godly purpose. We will never allow the overthrow of our country and Constitution from within. We will protect our God-given rights, such as freedom of speech and religion, and our right to protect ourselves and loved ones at any cost. But let's never forget, real freedom begins in a relationship with Jesus Christ. If you're looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
It's reported vehicle collision repair technology is advancing faster than medicine. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Alan Gordon, CEO of Coachmaster, is doing his part to provide the North Valley with the latest technology. He has added another frame machine using ultrasound computer measuring. Ultrasound can measure the frame and produce a printed document to verify any damage before repair is started. When repair is completed, an after document is printed for verification. Finally, wheel alignment is by our 3D imaging system. It produces the most accurate wheel alignment and also verifies frame accuracy, providing additional confidence for the vehicle owner. Three lasers, ultrasound measuring, infrared, 3D imaging. This sounds like NASA, but no, it's the best equipped collision repair shop in the North Valley. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Joe's Web Geeks are the geeks your business has been looking for. Now businesses in Shasta County have a resource to make online advertising easy. With our Jumpstart service, you can get a website with pages built to be found in search, a Facebook page, listings, and over 25 directories and a lot more for $8.99. Let Joe's Web Geeks help you so that you can get back to doing what you do best. Visit joeswebgeeks.com or call 515-9851.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried-and-true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back. The Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460, 20 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, everybody, and welcome back to KCNR on this Monday morning. And, of course, why are we playing that particular tribute? Such an American...
To our, I mean, our Air Force.
Air Force.
You know, the part where it says, you know, go down in flames. Is that still in there?
Yeah.
Or did they change? Okay.
Nope, they haven't changed.
Hey, Tommy Key, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, for another couple of weeks, is with us. Tommy.
Yes.
You're going home.
Yeah, I am. I'm heading back to North Carolina and Virginia area myself and, go take care of my family. My family's been screaming at me for almost a year. Come back home. And I doubt you know anything about it, Carl, but my mom's name is Linda, and they usually get their ways. So.
Oh, yeah. No.
Yeah, I didn't think you knew anything about that.
Oh, you think?
But thank you for – I'm sure it was hard for you. You've been here. You've got a wonderful position. You know, in your career has been building. So you've been in charge of the Shasta and – what is the actual title?
It is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And you nailed that right. It is hard. I mean, I love my team. I love the veterans in this community. I love this community. It is really hard. Like I said, I've been in and out of this community on and off for the last 20 years almost. But, you know, I've been away from my family well over 30-some years now. And they're not getting any younger. You know, and again, I can say
it.
God or whatever, but I mean, it's like all these little things are coming to me. I mean, part of it, I'm going to blame on Linda. Even about 2 or 3 months ago, she asked, "You miss it?" I'm like, "Yeah, I do." But then again, a lot of other situations happened throughout my life, and it is just coming right now to this. It can't be a better timing. I mean, I hate to leave the county. I hate to leave my position. I love, like I said, everybody that I work with. We just had the best 6 months in the history of the county veteran service officer by bringing in well over $7 million into this county. In 6 months. I mean, that's almost the annual average. So, I mean, we really have done some great work here.
So you leave feeling proud. We have enjoyed you in your position. Mm-hmm. We think that you've been a wonderful representative. And we feel like approachable and kind and have a jovial personality. But we also understand that when God speaks to you and through you in many ways and forms.
Oh, big time.
You can't explain it. You just know that there's a place that you have to be in right now, and I think it's wonderful because you want to be close to your mom.
Yep.
And she's had some health challenges.
Yes.
And probably varying other situations as well, but I think that is just in your lifetime you hope that you can know that you've done the right thing.
Yeah, exactly. And again, like I said, I know I've done the best I could do here. We've definitely seen some cases that have been sitting out there for 20 years that we got through and won finally. And then, like I said, I spent the weekend with my aunt. I've mentioned on the show a couple of months back that I had an uncle who was one of those 22 a day at that time who committed suicide. He just couldn't deal with it. He's a veteran and she didn't. After all this time, she had no clue I was even a military veteran. Like, who? My cousins suck. But she's looking forward to me. I spent the weekend helping her out because she was having a really really rough time over the weekend.
Is she up here?
No, she's back in North Carolina.
Oh, you're just talking.
Yeah,
to her. Yeah,
talk to her.
Well, you know, Tommy, here's what I can say about you: is we've had horrendous representatives in the last two.
That's a pretty harsh statement.
Oh, well, let me put it differently. They were worse than horrendous.
I guess
they destroyed the morale of the Veterans Service Office. Uh-huh. They destroyed the morale of the veterans. The veterans came not to trust them. Uh-huh. It caused repercussions that are still going on today.
That's true.
Okay, can I say that?
Yeah.
Because it's true. Before that, though, Bob and Dave. And
Don.
And Don, you know, we walked on water. Mm-hmm. And Tommy came in at a time when it was needed, and he turned everything around. He got the morale back up. He's gotten so many things happened under Tom. Now, we need to have somebody in here that, you know, frankly, for me, they've got to be a stable influence that's going to be no offense, but from here.
Yeah.
Because, and they've got to be a known quantity. Mm-hmm. All right. So, you know, and they've got to be somebody that can step in and just keep it going.
Right.
That you've started and you've got the momentum going. There are so many veterans here and you've helped so many people. And to look at it in any other way than having somebody to help the veterans is absolutely wrong.
I agree. But the one thing I showed my guys, and I've been training on this for years. I like how Richard Branson and what's his name, the Mirage guy.
Steve Wynn.
These two right there will tell you you got to take care of your people first, and then they will take care of the clients. And that's exactly
it does. Yeah.
If you probably know, I have never seen it, but I heard that the cafeteria for the employees at the Mirage is 2 times better than what you eat at in any place there. He wants them to know what quality and customer service is to be able to go out and provide quality customer service. And that's what I did.
I believe that.
I think that's interesting that you named these two guys billionaires, but they have written books. They've lived, they've had long careers of being very successful, that you would name those two guys to kind of pattern inspire you.
I study
with their leadership.
Yeah, I study CEOs. I study leadership. That's one of the things I'm looking at doing when I go back there is get into leadership counseling and a little bit of wealth management counseling and really work with veterans to plan for their future. I'd like to get into the Fort Braggs and the Pope Air Force Base and the Seymour Johnsons and the Cherry Points and Camp Lejeune and hit the young veterans early and have them plan for their future. Because life happens. We all know that. But again, you can also kind of guide your way through life. You may not know where you're going, but like I said, you don't need to see more than 100 yards at nighttime to drive from New York to Los Angeles. You just need that light in front of you, just get you that 100 yards. And that's all I want to do is try to help veterans get that little 100 yards early and build up so that they will be able to have a good life for the rest of their life.
Well, in your position that you've been holding here in Shasta County, what did a day look like in the life of work?
It was a lot of laughter. That's the one thing I can say. I love it when I hear my clients and my employees laughing down the hallway. It's hard work. I mean, you are dealing with life-threatening situations. A lot of the veterans are coming in basically to prepare themselves for going to the next world and taking care of their loved ones that are left here. I mean, so that's really hard. And then you're fighting a governmental bureaucratic red tape all
inertia,
day long.
The inertia you have in any type of bureaucratic institution.
Mm-hmm.
So, hey, you know, we've got some more time here to spend with Tommy. But here's the good thing, Tom. Mm-hmm. When you go back home, you can get a Sleep Number bed.
I will.
A Sleep Number bed, and I'll tell you
made
why.
Made in America.
You come back, it's made in America, it's rated so highly by all the, you know, by Consumer Reports and J.D. Roberts, but it's also rated highly by Linda and I, and you know us.
I do know you.
And, you know, and the Sleep Number bed is you can adjust your bed, and, you know, so, you know, with your loved ones, and so you can be, you know, my Sleep Number setting, of course, is 60, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 45. And so, you know, we can do that. We can, you know, you can adjust that. Now with the new Sleep Number 360 smart bed, as you move around, it adjusts to you. Mm-hmm. Now think about that. So you move on this side, and it goes, oh, okay, I'm going to move over here and just adjust to you. It's almost like massaging fingers all over you. Okay, maybe it's not like that. But what it is, it does adjust to you. And right now, and you go down to our Sleep Number store right here in town, you can save $200 to $400 on the Sleep Number 360 smart bed. It is absolutely the only bed we're going to ever have from now on. That's how good it is. So head on down to the Target Shopping Center. Go into the Sleep Number store. Go see Brian, Janice, or any of the pros down there. Hop on the bed, and they're going to show you why this is the bed to buy. Sleep Number. We'll be right back after these messages with Tommy Key. We're going to talk about a little bit about the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, but more about Tommy, and so we can kind of like right now, even though he's going to be leaving here in a couple of weeks, so we can say nice things about him.
I am sorry. Sometimes it hurts so badly I must cry out loud. I am lonely.
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's the Redding Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event going on today at Redding Kia.
It's the real deal, and the savings are real big.
Like up to $4,000 customer cash on the 17 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality.
Up to $3,000 Kia lease cash on the all-new 17 Kia Niro Hybrid, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality.
Get $1,000 customer cash on the tough Kia Sportage.
And $1,500 on the 17 Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
And during the Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event, get 0% financing on Sorento, Soul, Optima, Forte, and Sedona.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy during the Redding Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event.
On approval of credit subject to prior sale, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% and lease offer ends September 5th.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, reddingkia.com.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Hey, Abby, I hear it's your birthday. Any special plans?
Yes, dinner at Nello's Place. Nello's has been a Reading landmark for over 30 years and is known for their delicious Italian food. And what makes it even better is that Nello's Place has partnered with Haven Humane Society this month for Second Tuesday Dining.
They have some of the most delicious Italian food in town.
Please join us on Tuesday, September 12th at Nello's Place from 5 to 9 p.m. They've been kind enough to donate a portion of the proceeds to help Haven Humane Society care for the abandoned and unwanted animals of the North State.
It's all about good food, good friends, and helping the animals.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
On the road again. Just can't wait to get on the road again.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Lindeby. Good morning, honey. What's it look like today? Is it going to be it's going to be a cooler day today.
Yeah, actually, our highs will be 94. That's our cool. That's our cool in Reading for the summer months. And our lows will be 69. And as we progress through the week, we are going to be up at Wednesday around 104, 102. But you know, as we do this forecast of the week with the National Weather Service, it does vary. So we need to know it'll be 94. Maybe it'll be 92. But anyway, so we're so excited to have Tommy Key here today.
That's right. Tommy Key, Tommy is just, he's announced last week or a couple of weeks ago it started. Mm-hmm. That he's leaving the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and he's going back home to North Carolina.
Thank you.
Almost said it.
I heard it.
I know, but you've never, Virginia, North Carolina, I've been safe, but Tennessee, you've never
been. No.
I've driven through there. and you've told about what you want to do when you get back there.
Uh-huh.
What do you want to see for our office here as you're leaving? Because you're leaving people that are all trained in and have certificates now.
Uh-huh. Every single one of us are fully accredited with both the state and nationals. Mm-hmm. We were the only county to have everybody pass that exam first time in the last year. So my hat's off to Celestina. She is a remarkable trainer. The girl gets up at 4 or 5 o'clock every morning and reads the regulations. It comes in there and shoves it in her head. We did do very well, and so I want to see the office continue to grow. I would love to.
Is there room in there for anybody else?
Seriously, I think we're getting. Yeah, we got one more office space that we could get in there, but I definitely. The way the people are moving up here, I mean, like I said, last year we had well over 6,000 veterans move into the community.
Is it moved into it or just found you?
Maybe a little bit of both, Carl. That's a good point. We definitely know a lot moved into the area, but definitely there was other folks that came out of the woodworks.
Tell me the ones moving into the area. What are they like?
They're guys. Most of them were the guys trying to get out of the South. They're down usually San Diego, Los Angeles.
Ages?
Yeah, they're usually about 50-some years old, 60-some years old.
They're moving up north where it's cheaper to live.
Exactly.
Or less expensive, I should say. It's not cheap to live up here.
No.
But it's less expensive to live up here.
True.
So they're coming back in and they're checking in with you.
Uh-huh. And a lot of them are trying to get into the Bernie, Fall River, Shingletown area. They liked a little bit more space than what they've been used to down south.
Do you send anybody up there?
As far as?
Bernie? Or
any other? Yeah. The third Friday of every month from 10 to 2, Troy's up there at the community center in Bernie helping veterans. And we this year we've done really well. I mean, in the past, we'd have a lot of – we'd send somebody up there. Jim Young used to go up there a lot. Mm-hmm. And sometimes, you know, he wouldn't bring back any cases. I mean, and even if we get one or two cases, it's worth the effort to send it up there. And plus it's good customer service.
I think so. I think, you know, it allows that. So are you getting younger? Are you seeing young guys?
We are starting to see younger men and women, too. They're starting to come in usually late 20s, 30s. I think you've done this by advertising it a lot, and they're hearing it on the radio, and they're coming into the office say, hey, I hadn't long been out, and I did have this issue, and they definitely are coming in to get their cases started.
We need to get that in there like that because we need the young ones in, and they need to get involved, too, in the organizations to help take care of them. If they are not there to help take care of their generation, it's going to end up just like Vietnam was.
Oh, yeah.
Because this has been a long war that people want to try and forget.
Right.
And there's been a lot of injuries. There's the ones that you see, of course, with the traumatic amputations.
Uh-huh.
But there's a lot of people been injured in a lot of different other ways. And I'm not talking just about PTSD.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, guys limping around because of injuries they've had.
Uh-huh.
And they, and if they're not going to step up and start taking care, watching and taking care of their generation,
uh-huh.
it's going to be put aside.
It is. We are starting to see the burn pit effects starting to hit folks with some cancer and lungs.
What exactly is the burn pit?
Basically, it's nothing different than what it says. You open up the ground and you throw all your trash and human waste and everything in there, and you burn it up, and all these toxic gases are coming out right into your tent over there in the desert. They should have moved them a lot further away from the base, but no.
Is this the same thing as burning the 50-gallon crappers?
Basically,
that has been done forever.
Basically that and everything else that you're trying to get rid of over there, and it's getting into the guy's lungs and causing cancers and other issues.
Wow, so that's the burn pit effect. Now, is this a proven thing?
Yeah, oh yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. No,
now, see, here's another thing. And see, the burn pit is it's one of these things that happened in this war.
Uh-huh.
And in the last was the Gulf War Syndrome.
Uh-huh.
And the one before that was Agent Orange.
Uh-huh.
So, and somebody told me they were still using Agent Orange in the 80s.
I believe that.
Out in maybe even later than that, along the fence lines at Kadena.
Oh,
okay, now to kill all the weeds off.
I believe it.
And I'm sitting there, and I'm standing there thinking, really? Because I've never been by the fence lines in Kadena, though. But who knows where else they use it.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so the burn pit effects.
Uh-huh.
Well, how do you get that word out?
Well, like I said, the guys are usually come back with something respiratory. They go in and they need to get into our office. A lot of times they just think it's asthma. They think it's something going on like that. But no, this is a VA, not accredited, but a VA syndrome that they're paying for because they know without a doubt that this is a major cause.
And here's another thing for people that may not know it, and I talk about this occasionally. If you were stationed at Camp Lejeune or you lived there, at any time since like the 1950s up till like now, you need to go in and see your veterans. You need to go to the veterans clinic or come in and see Tom.
Absolutely.
Or, you know, or whoever it is going to be, but see the veteran service office because their water was contaminated and they're finding cancer. And sometimes it's skipped to the grandchildren. But if you've been stationed there for at any time and you drink the water there, you could be contaminated.
And don't be too proud. I have a young vet. He grew up there, but his dad won't go file for it. And he has had some issues. He can't file for it because it has to be a service-connected thing with his dad first, and then his dad can file for his family and kids. I mean, it's no different than a guy who did go to Vietnam and got Agent Orange, and his kids got spina bifida. That's the only thing that...
The grandkids have got something, and then they're...
Yeah, but they don't pay usually for the grandkids.
They don't?
No.
But it can cause...
Oh, absolutely.
It can cause... effects on the grandchildren because once it's in their system like that.
Now, the women, on the other hand, if they were over in Vietnam, they basically would give them anything and everything. The men, the only thing that they will authorize them is if their kids have spina bifida.
That's it, huh?
Yeah, that's it, you know, and again, if they really looked at, they know. I'm pretty sure they know that there's a lot more that goes with it, but they just don't want to pay out all that money.
Well, you know what? See, here's the little problem I've got with that. Then we're more than happy to pay out billions to people trying to kill us.
Yeah,
and you're not willing to spend billions on ones that protected us.
Yeah,
you know. So don't get me started.
No, I did.
You did, and I'm gonna think about that. I'm gonna think about that for a while. Okay, Tommy. We just want to, from our bottom of our hearts, and so many other people out there, that to thank you for what you've done. And it's not the last time we're going to see you. But,
no, I'll be back.
But
there.
I just wanted to, you know, it really hasn't been a big announcement. It will be now. The paper will catch up, as they usually do, about 2 days after we say something. They have a good story on it. So, Jim, if you're listening right now, it's Tommy. You can come talk to him now. We've got him first.
Right.
And that's what usually happens. So, but they're out looking for a replacement for you right now, and it ends today. You've got to get your paperwork in today. That wasn't out very long.
It was out almost 3 weeks.
Really? See, I didn't even see it until last week.
Yeah, no, I don't think they hit the local newspaper as much. It's been out there on Indeed and other sites.
See, that's really interesting how they put it out. And no offense to Tommy because you're the exception here. Mm-hmm. It's the last two people they brought from out of town were jerks.
Yeah. Well,
sexual harassment guys. All of these things. Well, Linda's going, "Moo." Sorry, but they brought him, you know. Mm-hmm. I say, you know, again, there's a lot to be talked about that hometown flair in this.
Right.
I was just saying it. But you were just down the road here, though.
Oh, yeah. Right? I was living here almost a year before I got the job.
Yeah.
I, you know, like I said, my wife grew up in Red Bluff for the last, other than being in the military and me taking her all over the world. But she grew up there 30 years ago, and her brothers don't know anything but this area. So,
Well, I tell you what, the one thing is that you come back before, you know, that on your regular day.
I will
and
be back
like
that
the,
day.
That'll be like the last day before you leave.
It is, actually.
It is.
Yeah, no, I got a lady coming in from High Cap. I want the people to go to that event. I will be there on September 8th, and it's a really good program that they're putting on. Where does Social Security and other insurance stop and VA starts? And so this is something really good for to get out to everybody, and that's going to be over at the Vet Hall on September 8th, and that'll probably be my last hurrah.
Your swan song.
Yeah, and then Monday after that, I'm on the road again.
So. On the road again. All right. Tommy Key, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. We can't say how much we appreciated, Tommy, everything you did, because I mean, it was not easy what you stepped into. I mean, and it, in fact, it's still, in some cases, still going on.
It is.
But even after a year and a half?
At least, yeah, over a year and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well over a year and a half now. So, but I think everybody in the community, when I first got here, one of the first things I went to was the CVAC award dinner, and Vince Stevenson and everybody said, hey, I got your back, and y'all have kept y'all's promise, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.
Tommy, we'll see you soon.
Thanks so much.
Take care, and thanks for everything you've done so far and what you will continue to do for the next 2 or 3 weeks. All right. Hey, we're going to take a break here. This portion of the show, though, and this is somebody that Tommy knows, is Sharon Clark from Home Helpers. She's done a lot for the veterans also, because once she finds out somebody's a veteran, she turns his name into Tom. Uh-huh. And he says, you know what, this gentleman or this family probably, you know, might need some, they might have some benefits they haven't applied for, things that he's earned in his military. And not only that, but if you're looking for quality, compassionate in-home care, it's Sharon Clark and Home Helpers, whether it's short-term or long-term. Everybody feels better when they stay at home. It's just the way it is. Home Helpers, give them a call, 226-8350. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 15 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 74 degrees, going up to 94 today.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar. Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar at 275-5600 or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. right in the studios of KCNR 1460. The opulent studios of KCNR 1460.
Opulent.
Opulent. It's 12 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. All right, Bob, you're
You never heard of Imagine Dragons before, did you?
You know what? I just stopped asking. You know, I thought you wanted me. You know what? Bob does this. He plays something and he looks at me because he knows he sees that look in my face. He sees my eyes roll
back
in my head.
Well, if it's not three chord rock,
Excuse me. Let me tell you what. Let me tell you what.
If it doesn't appear in The Beast, you don't want to hear it.
Hey, dragons are becoming quite the vogue again. Finish.
I just wanted to say, I saw ZZ Top. I stood there, not 20 feet. From the guy, and he goes, "Hey, we've been playing the same three chords for 40 years, and you've been coming for 40 years. We love you." And I'm thinking, he's been playing three chords. It's working for ZZ Top. All right, who in the hell are Invisible Dragons? Everybody's heard of ZZ Top.
Imagine Dragons, and they do have a good following.
Oh yeah, what?
Speaking
of dragons, but
Carl Bott doesn't follow them, therefore I won't play them anymore.
Okay? Drakkar.
I don't care what you play. Okay.
Game of Thrones.
For all you throners out there last night.
And Jon Snow actually petted the dragon.
Did you see that?
So what does that mean?
Well, you know what? Okay.
That's symbolic in some reason.
It must be. Now, why is that, though?
I don't know.
I mean, first of all, I'm not a throner like Bob is. Bob's a throner. Are you a throner, Bob?
Following the show.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. See, Bob can talk about things like it has 12 million scales. on the dragon. You know, the dragon. The guy, you know, the one that had lost his hand and went back to see his sister, lover, you know.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about.
Yes.
Anyway, he goes up and he says, a dragon destroyed our army.
She has air support.
They have air superiority here. And he says we can't. It burned up our army.
She has her 3 A-10s.
We can buy mercenaries. And he says mercenaries. Her Drakian army. I've just fought them. They kill for sport. It's like a game to them. He says and. That's just one dragon. She's got two more. And you look at it and you think.
Jamie, it took me a minute to.
Yes, Jamie. He goes, she's got two more. And Cecily, or whatever her name
Cersei.
Is. Cersei. Cersei goes, that doesn't worry
Boy,
me.
Does she do evil well.
Oh, yeah.
She goes, that doesn't worry me. Oh, and you think, oh my gosh, what is she going to do? Because you look at the that weapon. That they had that shot the huge arrow out.
The scorpion.
Was that called the scorpion?
Yeah, it's a big ballista.
Oh,
yeah.
And what about the two lords that refused, the lord and his son refused to give homage.
Bend the knee.
If you're not watching
not
Game of Thrones,
knee.
Okay, we'll get off it right now.
Okay. Hey, August 21st, of course, you know, everybody's talking about this once in our lifetime solar eclipse that's going to be happening. Your question is, will there be eclipse parties? Yes, the eclipse tourist hype is in full swing. Now, we know Bob and Brenda are taking off for a week to go do some kind of eclipse mania.
Yeah, and the weather in inland Oregon is not looking real conducive,
They're going to drive 400 miles and spend all this money, and they won't be able to see
it. Well, it says the organizers of the Oregon Solar Fest are calling it a rare, mind-blowing, and cosmic experience. While Nashville promises visitors a once-in-a-lifetime celestial event, meanwhile, Carbondale, Illinois, is promoting itself as the Eclipse Crossroads of America. And Charleston, South Carolina, is planning a blues and barbecue harbor cruise during the eclipse. That sounds cool.
Yeah.
That
you know what?
Sounds
we
cool.
ought to do something like that. You know what? I think the VFW 1934, right down here on Oregon Street next to Woody's, ought to have a barbecue and beer eclipse.
You'll have a 90% coverage here.
Okay, it's 90%, but think of that.
Don't try to look at the sun without the glasses.
No. You know what? And, oh, by the way,
and the glasses are cheap.
Okay,
so why is this called the Great American Eclipse? This is the first total solar eclipse that's only visible in the U.S. and no other country. It will be the first total eclipse visible only in the USA since the country was founded in 1776.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, now, here's the other thing. Amazon is recalling. Amazon, listen, if you bought those glasses online, they're only like think you can get like 12 of them for $5. Amazon is recalling glasses that are fakes. They are no good. And if they don't have that, if they don't have the IMV on the side of it, then you don't use them because you'll destroy your eyes. So you should be getting emails today or however they're going to do it to get a hold of you so that you can get the good ones. Now, Bob, you've got how many sets of glasses do you have there, Bob? Because we're saying Amazon is recalling glasses right now that aren't any good.
Well, we ordered ours from Mead, which is a big astronomical company. But we're going to check ours and make sure they're good. But we also got a pair of binoculars that have the solar filters on them.
Well, we're going to go out and get some. You know what? We're going to buy someone. We're going to start handing them out here. You know, when you call in, you can get a set of solar eclipse glasses.
We don't
glasses.
Have them yet.
Yeah, well, we're getting them today, though.
Could this be
Bob's going to find them.
Well, wait a minute. Could this be the most viewed eclipse ever?
Most likely, and probably there'll be a lot of people the following day going down to the Apple store to get their phones replaced because they've fried the cameras they put the filter on the wrong
that's
side.
That's what they're
of
saying.
The
is don't put your camera.
Where do you put it?
Well, you should have it in front of the lens because otherwise, pointing your camera at the sun is just going to fry it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean,
but
there's
idiots. Who are going to point the phone and then look through the glasses at the phone. You know?
Oh, okay, I got it. Okay,
What is the speed, how fast is the eclipse? The average speed of the moon's shadow as it crosses the U.S. is nearly 1,700 miles per hour.
Well, how are you going to see that then?
Well,
okay, I'm just kidding.
It takes 2 minutes.
I know, it takes like two
there
minutes.
There is, NASA is going to have a jet running along the path.
Really?
Now, it will extend the time of the eclipse. They're going to have their cameras all running way overtime, you know.
You know, I wonder how many people are coming to the United States just to see this. I know that all the hotels and everything up in Portland and all those areas are filled. I mean, they're just sold out.
We got lucky. We picked up one in Winston, no complaint, and then we just drive about 2 hours to get up to the zone.
So. Okay. Hey, all right. It's 4 minutes till the hour. You know, something happened, and, you know, Bob, you're in the Coast Guard, and Linda and I were talking about it this morning.
Oh, the auxiliary,
A little girl got killed out at Lake Shasta. Personal watercraft coming in, this is what was reported, I don't know if it's true, was coming in hot and fast. She was at the back of a houseboat, and he hit her. He immediately jumped in, the guy that did it, jumped in to grab her, you know, to help her, but I assume it was too late. The little girl died.
In the hospital.
And this is in the hospital. Okay, she died later in the hospital. Now, this is the third child that's died out at Lake Shasta this year.
The first one, remember,
they were pulling on a tube behind them, and the girl, when she turned, she hit the wake and lost control of the boat. The boat went right over the kid, and they still haven't found his body yet.
Wow.
The second one, just like 3 days later, the child had fallen off. Everybody was there on the boat. The child had fallen off the back of the boat and didn't have a life preserver on and drowned in right there behind the boat. And they found that child. And then this one here. And I guess what I'm saying is that it is so beautiful out there. We just spent one of the nicest evenings we've had in a long, long time out on the lake just floating around out there. But when, you know, things can happen out there if you don't take care.
The state of California is phasing in a boater operator's permit process. The pushback from boat manufacturers and, sad to say, a lot of these rental agencies has been so hard against it. But we're losing people out there. We're losing little kids. You need to know that boats have, you know, 3,000 pounds and no brakes.
And how about jet skis? That's what I mean, when I think about the bonsai jet skiers, shouldn't they have some kind of, I mean, they're little kids, 13. Shouldn't there be some kind of 13? Well, jet skis.
Can little kids drive them? I guess
no,
they can.
You cannot operate a jet ski under the age of 16. And under the age of 18, you have to be under adult supervision. But this new law coming in, it'll be phased in. Some people are really upset about it. But you cannot operate a powered vessel unless you have taken the boater safety course and gotten the certificate.
Well, you know what? And I understand what they're saying because they're looking at all these people coming in to rent boats that don't have that. and then they can't rent boats. So, I mean, come in from other states. They come in, they want to rent a houseboat. And they're saying, well, wait a minute, you've got to take the boater safety course.
People are dying.
Is this a...
You can't drive a car in this state unless you have a permit.
But you can get a permit. No. But yeah, but you've got, you can get your driver's license in another state and drive in this state.
I know we have to take a quick break, but before we do the 8 o'clock hour, I do have to, something that came across my desk this morning I want to share with you is that don't, and we've all done this, it's summer, we have our shoes off, don't put your feet on the dashboard. Don't put your bare feet on the dashboard while you're driving. And here's the reason why. I mean, I've done it, okay? You put your feet up because your back is...
In the passenger seat.
In the passenger
seat. Yeah, I was about to say, I'm working on that visual.
No,
there.
I mean, you know, you just you see people put their feet up on the dashboard when they're... Okay. Because when the airbag goes off, it comes at such a pressure that your knees can end up in your eyeballs. In your eye sockets. That's how fast can happen with the airbag.
200 miles per hour. All right. We'll be right back with the president of Shasta College.
And the news sponsored by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive, KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenya. Bail has been denied for the Ohio man accused of ramming his car into a crowd of Charlottesville protesters, killing one woman and injuring several others. James Alex Frilds Jr. is charged with second-degree murder and other counts after authorities say he drove his car into the crowd. President Trump has returned to the White House in the midst of his working vacation for a series of meetings.
The president is meeting with Attorney General Sessions and FBI Director Wray to discuss the situation in Charlottesville. There's speculation that Mr. Trump will add to his comments from over the weekend, which were widely criticized for not specifically denouncing white separatists. The president also will sign a memo concerning China's alleged stealing of U.S. technology before sitting down with members of his National Economic Council.
Correspondent Greg Clugston reporting from the White House. China says it will stop importing North Korean coal, iron ore, fish, and other goods on September 5th. As it follows through on a recent UN sanctions resolution.
China is by far North Korea's biggest trading partner, and so its announcement that imports of commodities, including coal, iron, and seafood, are to be stopped is significant. These were targeted by the new toughened UN sanctions that China backed earlier this month, precisely because they are all big foreign currency earners for North Korea. But China has in the past been accused by the international community of not working hard enough at enforcement, with its banks and businesses finding a way to continue trading in banned goods.
That's BBC correspondent John Sudworth reporting from Beijing. The top U.S. military officer says the U.S. wants to peacefully resolve a deepening standoff with North Korea, but is ready to use the full range of its military capabilities in cases of provocation. The comments by Marine Corps General Joseph Dunford in meetings today with South Korean officials. More on these stories at Town Hall.
Futures and options trading involves substantial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Fire the stockbroker and hire yourself. I'm Larry Levin, and I've been on the trading floor for 23 years. I was one of the biggest traders in the S&P pit. I'm also the president of Trading Advantage, the leading educational firm teaching people how to become professional day traders. Now, for a limited time, I'm offering one of the trading techniques I use to make $1.9 million for free. Get started right now by calling 800-489-8876. Leave your email address on my voicemail, and I'll email you my free trading technique and daily insider's market report at no cost to you. This is the very information I use to build my fortune.
I was getting ready to retire. I still needed to make extra income, but I didn't want to work for anyone else. Because of Larry and his excellent instructors, I could trade successfully for myself, and I'll never have to work for someone else again.
Fire the stockbroker and hire the most dependable person you know, you. Again, call in the next 90 minutes, leave your email address on my voicemail, 800-489-8876. Call 800-489-8876. 800-489-8876.
Seattle remains one of the only places in the country that taxes firearm and ammo sales to raise money for gun violence research.
The Washington Supreme Court has upheld Seattle's so-called gun violence tax. The levy took effect last year, adding $25 to the price of a gun, plus up to 5 cents per round of ammunition. Apparently, Cook County, Illinois, which includes Chicago, is the only other jurisdiction with such a measure on the books. The National Rifle Association and other gun rights groups sued over Seattle's tax, along with gun stores and customers.
That's correspondent Rich Thomason. Turkey says a Turkish national was killed, another wounded, in the attack by suspected Islamic extremists at a Turkish restaurant in the capital of Burkina Faso. That attack killed at least 18 people.
News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenyon. Heavy rain caused major damage at George Washington's Mount Vernon home.
Officials say about 100 feet of brick wall located between Washington's iconic Northern Virginia mansion and the Potomac River fell over after the estate was hit by more than 5.5 inches of rain in a single hour Friday night. No historical buildings were damaged, but the cleanup and repair costs could still total in the seven figures. Staff are working around the clock to make sure the estate stays open for visitors.
That's Rhonda Rockster reporting. More than 500,000 Syrian refugee children of school age, or one-third of the total, are not enrolled in school or informal education in host countries of Jordan, Lebanon, Turkey, Egypt, and Iraq. They should all have been enrolled by now under a No Lost Generation pledge made 18 months ago by donor countries and international organizations. Aid agencies say large funding gaps are hampering their work. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460 and downtown Reading, ground zero, a reclamation of the inner city of Reading. Inner city. I guess that's kind of funny because you got three blocks. Yeah. And we're also in the art. You know, we're in that part,
that's
too.
It's a cultural district.
It's a cultural district. 7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here, 605-4567 is our phone number. And we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Hop into our chat room. Say hello.
Good morning, everybody. 72 degrees. Actually, 74 degrees in the downtown studios. We just went up a couple digits. Our highs today will be 94 with our lows of 69. Tuesday calls for a high of 97 with our temperatures reaching in the lows of 67. Wednesday calls for a high of 102. And then Wednesday and Thursday, 102. Thursday, 104. Friday, 104. Saturday, 102. Mostly clear. No thunderstorms or anything like that in the near future. Weather's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, locally owned and operated, where they give senior and veteran discounts. 365-3793. Let's go to the phones and talk to Rally Sally. Good morning.
Good morning. Yes, it's a fine day. And
yes,
tonight
is.
We've got a full roster. I'll tell you what. First of all, we are going to be talking and putting together groups of people going down to our court case, which happens on August 25th. We need to pack the courtroom in Sacramento. We have our first hearing with our judge down there to decide how our case moves forward. So people who are interested in wanting to go down there, come tonight and get involved and get on either we may decide to go with a bus or just people driving down in their own cars. But at any rate, that's one thing. And then the next thing we're going to do is talk about what's happening with the Bundy trial in Nevada. I'll tell you what, a travesty is happening there. The judge will not allow anyone in the courtroom if they have a pocket constitution in their pocket.
Why is that?
That's just her rules. If it's facing out, she will not allow that. It has to be turned backwards in their pocket. And the judge has only allowed two witnesses on the defense's behalf.
Well, how come it's not? How come it's not?
Just spent 2 weeks.
How come they don't get a jury trial?
Yeah, well, it is a jury trial.
Oh.
It is a jury trial. But
okay.
There's some really good videos I posted out on Facebook, Carl, if you want to kind of get up to speed on what's happening. So we are going to play those videos tonight. And also, we're also going to have a expose on what happened with the Elk Trail Preserve out there that was talked about in the grand jury report.
Okay. Great. I need
you
to do something for me tonight.
These are all things that are pertinent and happening either locally or statewide. So come on out tonight, people. It's at 6 o'clock, and we have our Jefferson meeting at 5:30. Find out what's going on in your own community.
Okay.
At 3276 Pacelli Lane.
I need you do something, Sally.
Yes.
Okay, Reading Beer Week is next week in VFW Post 1934 on Oregon Street next to Woody's. Is having a beer night, and Linda and I are serving beer from 4 to 7 p.m. It's an open house. A lot of times people can't get into VFW because you have to be a veteran foreign
worker. And that's at the VFW Hall?
1934 in Reading. It's next to Woody's on Oregon Street. And you can win chances to win a Glock. They're going to have food, and it's going to be catered by the best little sandwich shop in town. So have everybody come on in. They've got great prices, too, by the way, on beer and all this.
Is that Monday? That's the day?
Wednesday, the 23rd.
Oh, the 23rd.
23rd of August. It goes from 4 to 7, and everybody's invited. So if you could just tell everybody, come on down and support the VFW.
Well, yeah, and have you posted that out also on Facebook, Carl?
I'm getting ready to right now,
right
after the show.
Please send it to me, and I'll post it out there as well.
Thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Carl.
You bet, Sal.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hey, we are here with Dr. Joe Weiss, president of Shasta College. Good morning.
Good morning to
you. It's not the first time.
No, I've been on your show before and enjoyed it.
Well, I hope so.
Okay, ahead. You've got some questions, but as soon as Joe walks in, he called me Joe because we don't see, you know, like sometimes doctors are very like, always call me doctor. So I thought that was, first of all, that was kind of like, that was cool. That was like, you know, hey, that was a knock. So anyway, Dr. Joe Weiss, I'll go there because, you know, I think when
that
you get
your, enough.
That was a knock. But anyway, doctor. Let's talk a little bit about your history. What brings you, we've talked about this before, but I think it's always wonderful as we, interview and talk with you about Shasta College. What made you decide to go into education? Let's talk about your history brings you up to and how you decided to get your doctorate and then build your career in the education field.
Yeah, it's always fun to talk about yourself, right? So,
well, I'm curious.
I'm happy to share. This is my 26th year in higher education administration. So it's been a career since I was 23, actually, and started off in Chicago at a school called Trinity and was working there for them for about 6 years before moving to Southern California. And so what attracted me to education is actually the mission of education, where people are coming, wanting to learn, especially in higher education. They don't have to be there. They're actually paying to be there. Typically. And so they want to learn, they want to better themselves, and they're fulfilling their dreams. And so I view that as a really great mission to be a part of, is helping people fulfill their dreams.
That's really cool. So was your family in education? How did you get this? This is going to be my career.
Well, that's a good question. My father's a Midwest farmer. So corn, soybeans, wheat, and still farms with my brother back in Ohio. And he also did contract work, a lot of manual labor, and I'd help him in the summers and after school when I was young. And he would say, "You don't want to do this the rest of your life. You want to use your brain and don't do like I did and not go to college." And so he always encouraged me to go to college, and that's kind of where it got started for me.
Well, you know, it's funny. He hadn't gone to college. Had anybody in the family gone to college at that point?
Some relatives had, and my maternal grandmother had gone back to school when she was older and became a teacher. And so that was, I had an example off to the side.
Well, neither one of my parents or their parents had ever gone to college. So it was expected, though, that I and my sister go. And your mom, Linda, went back to school when she was what?
52. She was working at Aerojet, and she was able to go through the University of San Francisco with a program where she could study at night and take classes and this. So she finally got her degree. It was really important to her because, you know, of course, in 53, my brother was born, and even though she always worked, it was something for her that she never had her degree. It was a lifelong ambition for her to have that education, that degree.
Right.
And you know what? And Joe, what's going on out at Shasta College is so many great things. We've been having your people coming in from different segments of your you know, your teachers and your student body. And I'm glad you're here today because we want to get that overall feeling about what's going to be happening this year.
Sure. Yeah, today's the first day of classes.
Yeah,
really?
So this is a great time for you to be here. We're going to take a break here, and this portion of the show is brought to you by Bella La Vie Wigs. Hey, you know what? That's not true. I have worn a wig before.
It's a new business downtown, and truthfully, the gal who owns that, you need to go check it out. I mean, if you're looking for just a different hair style or something, but her story, her personal testimony is just so interesting. She had a condition where her hair just never grew and was thinning, and she was a singer and is a singer, and I think she's got a band if I'm not mistaken, and she it was just one of those things. It was self-image, so she then became an expert in wigs. So I love this story. Go check out the story. It's called Bella La Vie Wigs, and they're located right down there across from Cascade, Kitty Corner to Cascade Theater. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be right back on KCNR 1460.
You are running your own business. You already know that if there are 1,000 items on your to-do list, you really have 3,000 things to get done. Success in business is in the details. You need help. Let the smart professionals at Five Star Bank help you take care of those financial details. Yes, smart people doing good business. Life is 10% of what happens to us and 90% of how we react to it. Be positive. Those at the top of the mountain did not fall there. Visit us at Five Star Bank and let us show you how we specialize in emerging business and commercial real estate. Five Star Bank also specializes in hard work, working hard for those that believe that success is just on the other side of the next opportunity. Thomas Jefferson was a great believer in opportunity, for he found that the harder he worked, the more he had of it. Your time is as valuable as your success. So visit us at Five Star Bank, 358 Hartnell in Reading, or call Eric Woodstrom at 223-6652. Online at fivestarbank.com. Five Star Bank, professional, progressive, and personal. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some things in life you can just rely on, like the perfect fit of your favorite pair of jeans, the nap-inducing powers of your trusty recliner, and the tried and true performance of a new Rood home heating system. So here's to reliability, built into everything we do. Rely on Rood.
Get reliable comfort when the weather turns cold with a new heating system installed by the local pros at Alliance Heating and Air. Call Alliance today, 530-221-2642. At Alliance Heating and Air, everybody calls us.
Tobacco and Brew has been a sponsor here on KCNR 1460 since we started this station 8 years ago. A long-standing Reading tradition, Tobacco and Brew is locally owned, backs our veterans, and does so much more for this community. It's located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. Check out their new lines, new products, new briar pipes, and of course, the famous walk-in humidor. Come in and see the newly remodeled Tobacco and Brew. 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Reading Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Reading Yellow Cab and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
This is Carl Bott
and Ted Leidy.
Join us Wednesday, August 23rd at VFW Post 1934 for Reading Beer Week.
Carl and I will be serving New Glory craft beer along with some of your local favorites.
That's right. Not only that, but food's going to be available, appetizers, and you can play pool while enjoying your suds.
That's Wednesday, August 23rd at VFW Post 1934 right next to Woody's.
Starts at 3 p.m. and goes to 7 p.m. Come on down and buy Ted and I a beer.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 72 degrees, going up to 94 today. Weather report's brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro is the place for great food and value. The Gathering Place in Palo Cedro, El Cedar Tree, it's open Saturday through Tuesday from 7:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Wednesday through Friday from 7:30 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's, you know, it's a little, you know what, you have to drive a little bit, but we go there, and the prices are just really good, and the food is even better. The Cedar Tree Restaurant in Palo Cedro. We're here with Dr. Joe Wise, the president of Shasta College. School starts today.
Yeah, yeah.
They're out there wandering around trying to find their classes.
Yeah, we have all these booths around campus with people trying to help the new students know where to go to find their classes.
Yeah. Goes, this is to the easy classes over here. You know, I big line there. Because, you know, at a certain point in college, I said, you know, there's no class that I need that starts before 9 in the morning. But you can't do that when you're a freshman.
That says a lot about you, Kyle.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. See, you know, and see that, you know, look what that ended up with, 30 years in the Marine Corps.
First time I walked around Shasta College many years ago, I felt like you should get a piece of cheese when you finally find your classroom.
You know, it was so long ago, they had one building. How could you, how did you get so confused? It was wooden.
No, it's a beautiful campus, one of the most beautiful campuses there is.
Yeah. Joe, a lot of things happening. You know, we've, over the last 4 or 5 months, we've had different people representing the college coming in for teaching in the different sections, whether it's welding, business, all the different things, firefighting, all these things. And you've got a lot of stuff going. So let's just start.
Yeah, so since Shasta College is a comprehensive community college, we have quite a few students who are taking their associate's degree to transfer, but then a lot of career oriented programs as well, like some of those you mentioned. And last year we celebrated 50 years of the RN, the registered nursing program, the associate degree in nursing.
Wow, 50
and
years.
So odds are if you're getting some help from a nurse in the area, they went to Shasta College.
That's great. And it's a state-of-the-art nursing.
Yeah, it's just down the street
right
here.
So, Linda and I've been through there.
Things
are moving around. I mean, the patients in the beds, which aren't real.
Yeah, we're just getting several new of those that were called sim patients,
yeah.
Simulated patients. And, we have
scary.
One that can simulate giving birth. And
yeah.
They can program them to, you know, their blood pressure's dropping. The nurses have to figure out what to do, the students. It's really
good stuff.
And what
they're doing is practicing on their sim.
Fascinating.
You know, their mannequin type things and have different things. And then they'll throw 6 or 7 things at them, too.
Yep, to simulate real
emergencies.
Hospital emergencies. Yeah.
So you're talking about, you're doing a lot of innovative new things out of Shasta College. What else would be new that you're talking about that's innovative, besides the fact that we just love what was going on with the farmers last time they were here? That was awesome.
Yeah, yeah. So, well, there's quite a few things to choose from. One new thing we started a year ago June, and we're having our first graduates from this in about 2 months, is our ACE program, which is Associate's Completion in the Evening. ACE. We always try to come up with good acronyms.
ACE. Got it.
And so we have our first students. Average age is about 37, but it's kind of one or two courses at a time in the evening after work, combined with online courses. And we call them hybrid courses, where there's some online work and some face-to-face, and really helping people who have some college and no degree be able to complete. Our area, our three counties that we serve, have about 31% of adults that are ages 25 to 60. Or 64, somewhere in there, that have some college and no degrees. And the statewide average is more like 20%. So we got quite a group of people that we're trying to help finish.
Well, Joe, you know, and it's important. I mean, you want them to do this. But you're talking about finishing maybe something like a degree that can get them a job right away, too.
I mean, or maybe an advancement.
In their career. Because we talk about the number of people that, you know, that have college degrees in Shasta County. And it's not as high as other places. And then you see a front page article in the Record Searchlight this weekend on Sunday that talks about people that have gone through, and it, you know, it was an advertisement for you all, frankly. And CloudWise.
We didn't place it.
I know, and CloudWise Academy, about people coming into the college to learn, get their technical degrees and go on off into the workplace, which sometimes we can't forget that, I mean, if I'm there with my master's in IT and my my toilet overflows. I need somebody to come there and fix that. Yeah. And then turns out he makes more money than I do.
And that's that takes entrepreneurialness to start a business and manage it and those sorts of things as well.
But you get people started, and then they can, and then to your college. But you've got other programs there too that you're tagged into.
Yeah, there's quite a few others. Another one I like to talk about that we're really kicking off this year is we call it BOLD. Again, another great acronym: Bachelor's through Online and Local Degrees. So the idea is to take it a step further, since we don't have a public CSU or UC in the area, and doesn't seem like one's going to come anytime soon. We have Simpson and we have National, great partners for us.
According to the president of the U.S. Or the California system, Neapolitano, there's no chance in hell. I think that was the word she said.
That's pretty close to
pretty
what
close
she
to
said.
What she
that
said.
Was at least the meaning. Yeah. When she came out last year and talked.
Oh, thanks,
so, kind of the idea is, can we help fulfill that gap and help coordinate more partnerships for both online and local degrees for people to go from that ACE program or graduate from us and not have to leave the community? Because sometimes when they leave, they don't come back.
That's right.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they don't. So that kind of is a new program we're kicking off, where we're putting together cohorts where people can, even if they're at six different colleges or universities finishing a bachelor's, they can come together, help support each other to finish a bachelor's degree.
Isn't that exciting? I mean, I love your higher education background in this. As you know, Dr. Joe Weiss is with us this morning, who's the president of Shasta College. I know that we've got our chat pack coming in with questions as well. Do we have something that's...
No. He just, they're talking, though, about the bond issues and all this. But we're going to get into that, talking about the new, about the veterans, because, of course, we're really interested in the veterans. You go for grants and other things, too. Is it in specific areas, or is it, just kind of a general education-type grant?
Well, kind of the idea is we talk about trying to supplement and being able to fulfill our mission. We're state-funded, obviously, but sometimes they don't give us more money, right? So if we can find grants and opportunities to supplement what we do and support what we do, we really go for that. The last three and a half years, we've landed, it's approaching $40 million in grants and awards.
Fantastic.
Oh, my gosh.
And so...
In what areas?
All kinds of areas. Two of them that I'm very proud of. We were one of only two colleges in the state that both in 2015 and 2017 received an innovation award from the state. And we've got $7 million in innovation award funding for programs like those ones I was describing you, to be able to...
Bond?
Well, not the bond program, but programs like ACE and BOLD.
I meant BOLD.
Oh, there we go. BOLD, bond. See, there's a whole lingo in higher ed.
So. It started out with a B
ACE
and an O.
ACE and BOLD. There you go.
There you go. You're getting it.
A BOLD ACE program. Innovation. And then, then I look over here at Shasta and high school and the robotics and U-Prep and the robotics and the things like that. I mean, those are good feeder systems.
Yeah, they are.
And we talked to a couple of the kids that came in there that was on those teams, and one of them was coming out to Shasta.
Yeah. And we just hired a new CIS, Computer Information Systems instructor, and we're working on those partnerships to really help create great pathways for students.
That was the other part of the story on Sunday, besides the firefighters you have that you've trained and the other things, was CloudWise Academy that's training people in the IT field. And Chris Weber's picture was on it. And Chris was my partner going through the CloudWise Academy. Mm-hmm. And he's a Navy veteran who had been injured. And he found that being able to do this kind of work from his wheelchair back then, now he's out of his wheelchair, thank God. So again, there's so now you're opening up the IT side, which is so important, because we talk to a lot of startups that come through here. We have the EDC here on Mondays, and we get a lot of new entrepreneurs, startups going on. And I ask them, "Well, do you need to import people?" He says, "No, really, frankly, we've got good technical people here. We just that we can. They've got a good basis that we can just use them and move them into it." Which I think, though, is such a future. I mean,
it really, most of the jobs, as you know, are created by the small businesses and the startups, and so that's essential for our local economy.
We're going to take a break here. We're with Dr. Joe Weiss, president of Shasta College. This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, serving the North State for over 25 years. That's right, 25 years. Been voted best in the North State, and there's a reason for that. They are the best in the North State. We wouldn't think of calling anybody else but Alliance Heating and Air, Martin and Pam, to come over if we had a problem, which we don't because they take care of our systems here. Alliance Heating and Air, a veteran-owned business. Give them a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. We'll be right back.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel?
Hi. I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's the Redding Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event going on today at Redding Kia.
It's the real deal, and the savings are real big.
Like up to $4,000 customer cash on the 17 Kia Sorento, the highest-ranked midsize SUV in initial quality.
Up to $3,000 Kia lease cash on the all-new 17 Kia Niro Hybrid, the highest-ranked small SUV in initial quality.
Get $1,000 customer cash on the tough Kia Sportage.
And $1,500 on the 17 Soul, the highest-ranked compact multi-purpose vehicle in initial quality.
And during the Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event, get 0% financing on Sorento, Soul, Optima, Forte, and Sedona.
Complimentary lifetime oil changes with every vehicle purchased.
So take a test drive, make a great deal, and be happy during the Redding Kia Summer SUV Clearance Event.
On approval of credit subject to prior sale, must finance through Kia Motors Finance for 0% and lease offer end September 5th.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com.
Redding Kia, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, reddingkia.com.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to lakeshasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
And good morning. Welcome back on this beautiful Monday morning to KCNR 1460. Our chat pack is always open at KCNR1460.com. Come on in and put your name down and get inside.
Welcome back.
Get into the grapevine, baby.
Welcome back. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, better-known business right down there off Athens Avenue that has been and continues to be man's last stronghold. I guess you can continue to say things like that, man's last stronghold.
At least till they pass a law.
Until they pass a law, I guess. You can't say you're man's last stronghold. Well, why? Well, because it's not inclusive.
That's not inclusive enough.
We're inclusive.
God
help us. And you just have it blank, stronghold. Anyway, hey, great haircuts there, discounts for seniors and veterans, veteran-owned business there, good people. We're here with Dr. Joe Weiss, who is the president of Shasta College. And we want to talk about, what's going, for veterans, because, we always come around to that veteran thing. Especially when, if there's people going to your college. You've got, 200 to 300?
Yeah, between 200 to 300 veterans and dependents of veterans getting benefits.
Okay. Now, part of the bond drive was a building for veterans.
Yeah, part of the plans, a big part of the bond was needing to repair our 60-year-old buildings.
Right.
But our plans include construction of a veterans center on campus, on our main campus, as well as we're building a new student services building down at our Tehama campus,
mm-hmm.
and we're going to have a veterans service area as part of that new building down there.
Well, now, it says $3 million, is that about right?
That's a rough estimate.
And what does that include? Does that include, meeting rooms?
The concept would be to have, it's actually kind of fascinating, Carl. Some of the studies I've been reading show that when you segregate off a group of people that are alike,
mm-hmm.
Say a certain type of student union that's just for a certain race or a certain...
Oh, yeah.
Over time, what ends up happening is it actually segregates people more.
Okay.
Unintended consequence.
No, I see that. Yeah.
Veterans are kind of the exception because they cover the gamut of everyone.
Having a nice
area for our veterans doesn't really have that unintended consequence, as I think of it.
Isn't that interesting?
And so the idea would be to have our veterans counselor, a financial aid available, places where if veterans groups in the community want to come and hold seminars, things like that.
Something big enough for like a classroom in there for larger meetings.
That's the hope,
stuff.
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
We're trying to put together a group this fall to really look at floor plans and figure out what makes the most sense for that
space. Now, do you have somebody in charge of your veterans organizations, but the veterans' needs at the campus?
Yeah, our two areas where we need the most help for our veterans is in financial aid. So our financial aid director is not just director of financial aid, but director of financial aid and veteran services.
Okay.
And then we have a full-time counselor who's dedicated as a first place to stop for veterans. There's a lot of special rules and laws.
And trust me, I've gone through this before.
You know better than I.
Yeah. So. You know what? In fact, I just found out that because of the last time I was in that – my GI benefits go to 2021. I thought it was 10 years, and they said, no, it's 15. And so trust me, I will be out there to see you.
Good.
Oh, no, there's things I want to do. And the other thing is that they just voted this new thing in as a veteran forever, but you're only a veteran forever from now on, not from before, which means is that once you get out of the military honorably, that your education benefits go forever. And it used to be 10 years, now it's 15, now it's going to go forever.
But only for new.
Only for new guys. Yeah. The rest of us are not veterans forever. We're just a veteran. We're not a veteran forever. You don't even get me started.
A blip in the box.
Just
a blip on the radar.
You know what? They didn't say that, on the fifth time you're in combat. They just don't say, you're just going to be a veteran until you get out.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay. But I really like what you're doing with the idea of this. And that's a good point you just made. Dr. Weiss, about you see these all over. Oh, we need to have our own student union building, whatever it is. But veterans are different because they do cover the gamut of races and religions and all that. You talk about a thoroughly integrated group of guys and girls in that.
Yep.
And you know what? And I would think is that the equality issue in the military that I've seen is that I've had women ordering me around, not just sitting next to me or my mommy, but there's been never any doubt that when you're in the service that women are equal.
Linda, if you need to correct him on anything there, just let us know.
No, I'm so, fine.
Okay.
I'm
okay,
fine.
Just checking
he's
in.
He can be a good boy. He can be a good boy.
Can I? Well, thank you very much, dear. Just going back to other things here. Okay. Now, when we talk about that, and somebody says, well, that's only $3 million, but let's think about where all this money is going. The military just isn't in that one building.
Well, no. Kind of, the way I think of it is, our the whole campus is there to serve all our students, including all our veterans.
Right.
And so if we have good facilities for everyone, the veterans are using all of our facilities as well as we're fixing up and building some new.
So. And so, okay, now that bond is going to – it's rehabbing a lot of the buildings. I mean, like you said, they're 50 years old, but it also brings in new equipment, new what?
Yeah, it will bring in new equipment, new technology services. We're having a lot of discussions about everyone's bringing their own device, right? It used to be, 10 years ago? When did smartphones come out? 2007?
I plan on getting one next year.
Good. Catching up. Carl's only 10 years behind.
Just kidding, of course.
But, everyone bringing their own device, wanting to connect anywhere on campus and do their work. And so just having great Wi-Fi. We have decent Wi-Fi, but not as good as we'd like. So things like that we're going to be fixing up.
Okay, so how do you...
Well, time was when Shasta College had the most powerful computer in the county. And it was about roughly the power of one of our smartphones now.
It's amazing. Yeah. You're holding all the knowledge in the world in your hand, and you use it to take bad self photos. Think about
that. Let me take
that.
Another selfie.
I'm taking another selfie here. Oh, my gosh. You just got half my head. All right. So
actually, you're using it to take selfies and back off a cliff.
Some people have done that. It's like Bob says, people are going to put the glasses or for watching the eclipse on the wrong side of their phone and burn out their phone. I love it. Okay, so you're looking for a more robust internet Wi-Fi capability there.
That's one of the
because everybody carries a computer in their hand now. Do you see him getting away from? I know this is dangerous. Have you seen about getting away from books? You think that's coming?
Well, we have some projects of books can be so expensive if you do any kind of textbook costs.
Even back when I was going to college, that would take a bite out of all the money you had, and then you'd sell them at the end.
And for 20%.
For 20%, yeah.
We're doing some projects with some – our faculty are taking the lead on this, some of our faculty on what's called open – OER, Open Educational Resources, and where it's all available free on the internet, and they're gathering so that their articles and books for their classes are open resource books, and the students don't have to purchase them. So there's some of that being worked on. It's not universal. Not everything works well that way. But
do you see what's going to happen is the authors of the books are going to let them be digitized, and you still have to pay something for them?
Yeah, some of that's already happening. Some of that's already happening, yeah.
I remember taking a class in my at the university I went to, and the professor, we had to use his book that he had written. Oh, yeah.
Sure.
That he had written, and that was one of the books we had to buy.
They had universities back then, Carl? No. Oh, sorry. Sorry about that, Carl.
Oh, Joe. Joe, the last thing you want to do.
Poke the bear, right?
That's right. Because there was a politician in here one day. He said, oh, that was easy. Your bark's worse than your bite. And I just looked at him. Next time he left, he was trying to find pieces of his butt. We can go there, but we won't.
Dr. Joe Weiss. He's president of Shasta College.
Moving
if
right
you'd
along.
Like to call in and have any questions about Shasta College or what's going on there, do give us a call. Our hotline is always open, 605-4567. I think it's really important that we engage. We do have the president. This is really big. We've got the president of Shasta College that's here today. And, he's here to answer any questions we may have rather than pokey-mokey going on here.
We were just kidding. Joe's been on here before.
He's up there smiling.
I really like what's going on out there with y'all. And you've invited us out. We've been out there before when you've been launching new programs.
Sure.
Love that. Because I see, if we don't have a viable education system after high school, and I believe y'all are offering that, people that want to go there and then for their first step and before, a lot of them transition from your college off to universities.
Correct.
So, and again, but what we need to do is have enough so we can keep them here and to bring people back. So what is can the college do anything about creating jobs or helping to create jobs?
Well, we have a whole division called Economic and Workforce Development, and at some point we should have that group come on if they haven't yet. Part of what we do is in that area is partner with local industry. And so we have some work in advanced manufacturing we're doing, partnering with like Sierra Pacific and NAUF and some other industries where we're trying to meet their workforce needs, the training they need. And a few other areas like that.
Well, one of the young ladies we know that was Dancing with the Stars was working at Sierra Pacific this summer on their computer things because she's doing robotics. She's moved on. I think she was at Shasta and then moved on to Chico. And she was working on their computers for cutting trees. I mean, once they're in the mill.
Yeah,
and,
yeah.
I mean, that's amazing when you think about it.
I think their window factory, if I remember correctly, I did a tour a while ago. I think they have something like 1,000 different programmable logic controllers that control where all the automatically where the things move. It's fascinating.
It was where I was so surprised was when we were there. How few people are there, but they still need those guys that when the boards are coming by, they flip them over, and they just. I mean. These are a couple of guys that are just working fast. And as the boards come through after they've been cut, somebody, you've got to flip them, and they were doing that. But it was I was surprised that there wasn't, like, hundreds of people there. I don't think we saw dozens when we were there because of the
But
the
then
technology.
There's people they need to hire to program and maintain equipment. Yeah.
Okay. Joe Weiss is with us, the president of Shasta College. There's so many things going on. They're getting ready to build a they're putting together a building for the veterans. And when will we see that? Will that be the next year, you think?
Probably over the next year will be the planning and design phase, and then hopefully the following year.
200 to 300 veterans out there. That do they ever get together?
Yeah, we have a veterans club, and and we have a small veterans center in an upstairs building right now. Clubs. You know, ebb and flow, depending on the student leadership, because it really depends on who wants to put their extra time in. And so sometimes it's going really strong, and other times it's a little weaker, and it ebbs and flows like that. Well, all of our clubs do.
Everything does that, though. I mean, no matter what it is.
So I don't even know what kind of phase it's in right now. I'm expecting it to be strong this year.
Well, we want to see, because once we get started, when we bring back your veterans reps, maybe we can bring back one of the, whoever heads up the club and talk about that. And how important it is for our veterans to come back and use the VA, use the GI Bill to get their education because it's all paid for. And it's even getting better as time goes by. I mean, more stuff is being provided.
And let's talk about the typical first day of college. We'll be talking about that when we get back. KCNR 1460.
We don't need no thought control.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop to do the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Not all solar companies are the same. Neither are all solar installations. Hi, I'm Bruce Blake, president of Powerhouse Solar.
Your solar design should be based upon what gives your family the best results, not what is easiest to install. Ground rack, roof mount, sun tracker, you name it. Powerhouse Solar does it all, but not all solar companies offer all these options. Powerhouse Solar is a SunPower Elite dealer, which means your family is getting the best, most efficient solar panel on the market, combined with a system design and installation that fits your exact energy needs. And let's face it, a cookie-cutter system can not only cost you more in the long run, but be less efficient. Since 2003, Powerhouse Solar has been your solar energy expert. Let us design the perfect SunPower solar energy system for your family. Call Powerhouse Solar today, and let us show you how to get the power of the sun working for you.
Call Powerhouse Solar, 275-5600, or visit them on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
Here's another energy-saving tip from REU, Redding's Electric Utility. Did you know some newer TVs, DVD players, and other items like chargers for electronic devices constantly draw a small amount of energy, even when off or not in use? When possible, either unplug or use power strips so you can easily turn off multiple items at once. For more energy-saving tips, visit us at reupower.com or call us at 339-7200. REU and you, powerful together.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl and the Bot. Good morning, everybody. 72 degrees, going up to 94 today. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. It's going to be cool for the next few days. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Redding with the only watch repairman in the whole area. Right there at Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive, open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. Super people down there.
I have a vintage 1940s, the timepiece glows in the dark. It's a man's Rolex.
Is it a radium dial?
I'm not really sure. Well, does it glow in the
If it's in the 1930s, quite possibly.
And so the guy...
Don't keep it in your pocket, Carl.
Yeah, the guy there is taking it apart and fixing it for me and cleaning it. And so that's where I would take a piece like that to for somebody who's trustworthy for Wynn's Jewelry.
I have a story about depleted uranium someday, I'll tell you. Hey, I'm with Dr. Joe Weiss here, who's the president of Shasta College. He's just shaking his head. And we're talking about all the innovative things that have happened. We've talked about the veterans programs they've got out there, the innovation awards that they have, the programs ACE and BOLD for people for continued education, the fact of all the grants they've gotten for innovation. But it's even more than that. Your vision statement for Shasta.
Yeah, back in 2012, we came up with a vision statement of the idea of being a nationally recognized model community college serving our students. And so... kind of the idea of that is if we're nationally recognized, that means other community colleges, there's over, I think, 1,200 community colleges around the nation, know about us because of things we're doing and want to, if we're a model, they want to imitate what we're doing. So I think we're starting to see signs of that coming to fulfillment because, a vision is something where there's a tension. You're not there yet. You're trying to get there. It's kind of a big dream.
Yeah. But you have little points, but you have also waypoints to get there before you get to the final one, right?
Yeah. So there's two or three things I was just sharing on Friday. We had our all-staff day and welcome back day to our staff. And two or three things where I think I see this happening. One is we have two grants through the Chancellor's Office of the State where we have people serving the entire system of 113 community colleges around the state. We're going to be visiting all 113 of them with these staff doing trainings through the Strong Workforce Initiative on helping train them on how to incorporate soft skill curriculum into their courses for students. If you talk to businesses, what's soft skill? They say, you can teach students all those technical skills that we need, but it's the soft skills that we have trouble with, things like, just basic things about how to dress, going to work, showing up
customer
on time,
service.
Customer service, how to work as a team.
How to talk to each other.
How to talk to
each
other. And so that's kind of, that curriculum we've developed. And actually, Apple piloted that program, the Apple company, with their training their employees in their stores. And we're hoping they're going to pick it up and use it. So it's kind of exciting to be the lead college serving the whole state. Another example, we're founding North State Together through a grant from the McConnell Foundation, and it's a working with some of the great work already happening in the communities to try to, it's called a community collaborative. I don't know, we could probably do a whole program on this, but help everybody pull on that rope the same direction. You know, if they're working on a college-going culture in our region or for both career and transfer education, how do we work together from kindergarten, getting people prepared all the way up, work with our businesses, work with our nonprofits so that we're all kind of pulling that rope the same direction is the way I view that. And we just became a hub for a Rural Schools Collaborative, which is Rural Schools Initiative. There's, I think, six hubs around the nation. And the idea is community colleges that are in the more rural areas, how do you have unique needs? How do you work together with your community? So it's kind of exciting to be one of the main hubs around the nation, and that's just getting kicked off.
Well, gosh, those are three things right there. But the idea of the community collaborative, where everybody's pulling in the same direction, wow, what a unique thought that is.
And we've got to fight. Shasta Health, Community Health has been a part of it, and others.
We've got to fight against certain things here. We've got to fight against – we've just been talking about it. We're trying to bring in 75 doctors to Reading because, we're short doctors. And we're just with two doctors having dinner the other night, and they're talking about it. In the public relations in this. He says it's not so much the doctors we have that wouldn't want to come here. It's when their wives get online and they see this trash written and all this stuff. I'm not saying trash people, but trash being written and these ratings. It's a fifth worst spot to live in the world, including, Calcutta, India. I mean, they see these things and the wives kind of like, whoa, this is too dangerous when indeed – it's not that dangerous. And when we have a rise in crime, when you look at how low it's been, not that we don't have our problems.
Sure.
But we've got to, as a community, start getting the stuff out there, is that this is a great place to live, that it's floating around out in the Lake Shasta and going to Whiskey Town, and Shasta College winning the Innovation Awards, and UPREP being one of the top schools in the nation right here. So,
there's plenty of good, stuff.
Oh,
and if the community gets together and is posting all of that stuff on social media, that'll put a dent in it, I think.
Tons and tons of that. And then get the paper to actually start putting positive things on the front page, if USA Today lets them. But, positive things about the community. One of them was Sunday, was the article on, kids that may not have, that they're in the firefighting.
Mm-hmm.
And other things, and going into the skills, but Shasta College getting a prominent spot right there, too.
Yep. I think we're part of the solution rather than
the problem.
The problem.
So, well, now, at the break, we were talking about your arts department, and we're going to get on. We need to interview the theater department, too, because you guys do an amazing job with putting on local productions, and we were talking about the arts. Now, you also have culinary arts.
Yeah, I guess that's maybe one of the best-kept secrets around. During the semesters on Wednesdays and Thursdays, you can actually go get a three-course meal there for about $9 right on campus from our culinary students and our faculty chefs teaching them all the skills. And it's a little bistro that gets great reviews when people go there. But it's one of those things that... it's very limited hours. It's like from 11:30 to 1.
But we could go there.
Public's welcome.
To try out the culinary skills of the students tasting wonderful. Ooh, I think that would be a nice little...
That'd be
a
good field trip, Carl.
Yeah, it'd be a nice little getaway.
Well, we need to come back out there again anyway. And but you know what?
And I want to see the...
Y'all come on every
farm.
Month.
I want to see the farm. I really would need to visit the farm.
Yeah, some of the kids are out here from the farm.
That was fantastic.
But you know what? The thing about Shasta College is if you haven't been out there, this is not Bob's Shasta College. Yeah. And I'm not saying anything wrong, but Bob was out there, a decade or so ago. But this is not your it's not your dad's Shasta College anymore.
Baby.
Class of 84.
Class of 84. Good job, Bob.
So if people haven't been out there, do y'all have if groups of business people or people want to just come out and see it, how would they do that? Do you want to do that?
But people are welcome. This is the community's college. So we'd love – we can host. We can give tours if they call our office. But also it's open. it just come. I guess maybe you might have to pay a parking fee of a dollar or two, but yeah, just come around and come visit, and I think we're pretty friendly. So any of our employees would be glad to answer a few questions.
Super. Joe Weiss has been with us today.
Dr. Joe Weiss.
Dr. Joe
President
Weiss.
President of Shasta College.
Yes, Dr. Did we find out what his doctorate was in? We were talking about it beforehand, but...
Education.
Education.
Yeah. Organizational leadership from Pepperdine. So.
Oh, all right, cool. At some point you had to say, you know, I want to run these things. Did you do that consciously?
Yeah, just sort of was in the back of my mind for a long time.
There's nothing wrong with that. No.
But it was, you know, when you think about it, what's when the position's open of your boss's level, do you want to report to someone new you don't know who they are, or are you thinking maybe I can do that job? And so
there you go.
I encourage everyone to have career paths and career planning and aspirations like that.
I liked a lot of the things I've heard today. I like the soft skill type thing about how to dress. I mean, people come here and they want to represent us. It's like you're not going to wear that outside. You're not going to go out and meet anybody and say you're with KCNR. And it's funny because they're college grads. I mean, it's like you think,
yeah.
What are you thinking of here? Wearing shorts that go up your butt like that. I mean, it's like, oh my God, sorry. Bob. No, anyway.
We digress.
We digress, but I mean, but no, but skills like that. Well, I mean, anyway.
Yeah, start the music, Bob.
Hey,
thank
tomorrow.
You.
Turtle Bay's going to be with us tomorrow because there's a lot of stuff going on. And you know what? One of the big things in Anderson, Grocery Outlet, the two young people that started this are going to be on. We're going to talk to them, how they got started, what a great success they've been so far. That's all that tomorrow. Everybody have a good time today. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
And news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta, Reading by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. No bond for the 20-year-old man charged with driving his car into a crowd of people in Charlottesville, Virginia over the weekend. The charges against James Alex Fields Jr. include second-degree murder. He's charged in the death of 32-year-old Heather Heyer of Charlottesville. She died when Fields allegedly rammed his car into a crowd of counter-protesters at a white nationalist rally.
Nazis go home!
And this morning, chants of Nazis go home outside the courthouse in Charlottesville as protesters there confronted white nationalists who had gathered outside the courthouse.